Is for Asia featuring John Payne.
And Rio, and Jeff, and Jimmy, and Moni, featuring Moni. Good evening, everybody. You're nicely seated, noshing your steaks, and I had the lasagna. Very nice. What do you have, Rio?
Steak.
Oh, yeah. He likes his meat. Well, hope you enjoy the show, and hopefully we'll see you all for a beer after the show, which is very nice. Thank you and good night. Thank you. just where I belong. Long way I know, take me home.
Riding
Okay, now we're going to go back to the year 92. When I first joined the band, I was only 10 years old. It's true. It's not supposed to be a joke. And this one's called Who Will Stop the Rain.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My, it's warm here. I'm living in Nevada, in Henderson at the moment, and I thought that was hot, and I got here today, and it's bloody hot here too. So I think we're going to have some liquid refreshment at the end of this, definitely. So we're going to play every era of Asia, from when the band first started in 1937, up until recently. I want you to say hello to a few guys. This is a really interesting lineup we got here tonight, because those are fans of the band Spock's Beard. Even though dear old Spock is sadly not with us anymore, his beard is here in with Mr. Ryo Okamoto on keyboards. And this guy's really cool. He's not just a great drummer, he's a great singer. Mr. Jimmy Keegan on drums. And of course we have the usual characters with Asia. Mr. Moni Scari on guitar. And the wonderful hairstyles of Mr. Jeff Coleman. We're going to go to a newer song now. This one's called Seasons Will Change. Thank you. Going back to 2004, we did an album with a friend of mine who looked like he was going to retire, and I kind of brought him out of retirement in 2000 when he left AC/DC. Due to the fact that the drummer from AC/DC, Phil Rudd, tried to kill his wife, my dear friend Chris Lane got back in the band. So he's now back in AC/DC, and I remember the real fun times we had with him recording this album. And it was inspired about, I was listening to a radio show on freedom of speech. This one's called Silent Nation. Thank you. Jeff Coleman and Ryo Komodo. Amazing guys. I've told them everything that they know. There's a song going back to early 90s. It's called Days Like These. It's actually nothing to do with lunch or being naked, but it's bizarre den in Marrakesh or somewhere where someone's typing into an imaginary cockroach. It's a really weird story. But I was pretty weird at that time when I wrote this one. And the song's tribute to that book. It's called Desire.
Like wings, I just got.
Desire, make it physical. Looks to feed the thrill. Desire, with his hungry eyes, closing for the kill. Take this title too literally, because we want you to stay.
You slow me down. The walk in the night, you get around.
How y'all doing tonight? It's the first time in this lineup playing together. These cats are new to me. It changed my life.
Just want to hear the cricket scores in the West Indies. Has anybody seen the game cricket? It's about the most boring game you'll ever see. It goes on for 3 days. The only good thing is you get to drink a lot of West Indian beer. So here's a fun one to do. This one I always like doing. It's from early Asia. And it's kind of one of their fusion between rock and a bit of jazz. Obviously a lot of influence of Carl Palmer. I beg your pardon? Oh, we don't know that one. This was originally covered by Justin Bieber. Not Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber, the porn star. He wasn't very well endowed. Okay, this one's called Time Again. Wrong song.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
He got excited. Don't
do what he tells you to do. There's a bloody list for it.
We don't have any songs that start like that. Here we go. I'm okay.
chance of a little bit more top on my wedges. I know we're getting probably new feedback to do. So, back in old England, I met this rather talented fellow called Pete Sinfield, and he was the writer, member of a band called King Crimson. And we just did a record, which is actually available tonight. Unfortunately, the vinyl didn't arrive, so which is a shame. So we got just CDs here, but we covered the song. I've always thought the lyrics for this song were just absolutely amazing. And it's called Call of the Crimson King.
Oh,
the wise men share a joke. I ran to grasp divining signs to satisfy the host. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings and smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson. From a compilation album, which is a best of, and we put this track on. It's going to be written for probably Arena, and then we changed our mind and put it on this album. It's called Different Worlds. Thank you. Jimmy Keegan on drums! Dedicated to whether you believe in war or not, I actually had a grandfather who was what they call a conscientious objector, who wouldn't go to war, and he actually ended up being sent to the front line in the First World War and died. And actually, we have a band as well together called GPS, and we wrote a song about that. But this song is dedicated for those people in the military that actually do go out and defend us and put their lives on the line and seem to get very little respect or help from the government when they come back home. The song is called Military Man.
Oh,
solitary man. Being such a great audience. If you want to hang around for a bit, we can sign some stuff if you bought anything, or if you want to have a drink with us, we'll come out and hang and talk about this, that, and the other. But can we do another song for you? You may know. See if you know this number.
I'll never do. I look from you like a frozen grave.
Porter. Thanks for bringing such a great crowd. This is always a fun one. This is probably one of the heaviest things this band's done. It's called Soul Survivor.
Thank you.
was a soul. Let me hear you sing. I was a soul. Supposed to copy me. Now I'm really upset. I'm going to have to drink even more. After me. I was a soul. Who said survivor? You're not supposed to do that. I was a soul. That's better. So, oh, God, so, yes, survive.